Nathan's girl alongside Super Bowl champion Matt Wilhelm as the Browns look for their first victory of the season going against the 4-4 Detroit Lions, who are looking for their first victory at home since week one over Arizona. They enter this game at 4-4, just 1-3 in their last four. But listen, this team is much better than the record indicates. Went to the playoffs last year, and they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Matt Stafford.
They absolutely do, and I think not only Matt Stafford, but the playmakers for Matt Stafford, most recently Golden Tate, as well as Marvin Jones Jr., and the play that they've had over the last 3 or 4 weeks. The short, intermediate, and even some chances down the field is really what makes the Detroit Lions so great. And I think as we went into our bye week, we could stop the run. We knew that. How do we address some of our red zone efficiency as well as our pass efficiency against a great quarterback in Matt Stafford?
Yeah, because this team doesn't like to run the football, and that's what the Browns are good at. They're giving up just 2.9 yards per carry, a half yard per carry, better than any other team in the NFL. Now, when the Browns have the ball, this is a team that doesn't really get to the quarterback well, the Lions, but they're good on the back end. They've got good corners and good safeties.
Good corners, good safeties, and they play with a lot of great energy. That's the one thing that in watching this film and really diving into the Detroit Lions, they're physical, they play with great energy, and I wouldn't be surprised that if Hugh Jackson's approach, then we're not going to overhaul our offense simply because we had a bye week and an opportunity to get rested. I think it's just going to be a matter of getting back to the good habits we thought we would have had at the beginning of the season, which is running the football, maybe setting up some play action, giving our playmakers an opportunity to get in some of those voids in the zones, win in one-on-one situations, to make this game ugly, to get into that scoring zone and, again, increase our efficiency.
Now, defensively, we talked about how good Stafford is, but the way to disrupt him is getting to him. They've given up 26 sacks in 8 games. They might be without their best offensive lineman, T.J. Lang, so it's going to be about Myles Garrett coming back. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
Absolutely, and as I mentioned on Cleveland Browns Daily, maybe we address that by bringing a stunt or a different front and maybe an inside blitz or an inside dog to just see how the backup for the potential T.J. Lang, the Pro Bowl guard for them, if we can really attack them and really hit Matthew Stafford right up the middle.
All right, it's going to be a tough task for the Browns. They're 11.5-point underdogs right now on the road in Detroit. But look, anything can happen if this team plays 60 full minutes. We saw a glimpse of it that first half against Minnesota, a very good team, team likely going to the playoffs at 6-2. They need to do that for 60 minutes, and Hugh Jackson saying, I need these guys to fight for 60 minutes, and hopefully we'll see that on Sunday against the Lions. For complete coverage of that game, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.